Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our unit on history today, and we're talking about the term roll out the red carpet. Where did this term come from? What does it mean? And we're going to explain those things to you today.
I love this unit because, you know, we're familiar with the red carpet in the Western world. If you have some sort of big event, you roll out the red carpet for people. You give them the VIP treatment. Actually, if you have guests who are coming to stay with you, you might use that term yourself. Let's roll out the red carpet, which means you want to treat your guests with the best kind of care so they feel very special. You may not actually roll out a red carpet for them to walk on, but, you know, you prepare your house and their room nicely. You give them good food to eat. You make sure they're happy. But this was fun, Tom. I read this unit and I went, oh, that's where that term comes from. It's from an ancient Greek story, from a drama called Agamemnon.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised because I thought if it's a red carpet, if it's anything red, it's probably going to have Chinese origin.
Yeah.
Because Chinese people just love that color.
True.
Red. But it turns out, no, that's not where the red carpet term came from. And as you said, it's from a Greek mythology all about that fella named Agamemnon. Let's find out what that's all about in today's lesson. Listen as we read our article right now. In the ancient Greek drama Agamemnon, the title character returns from war triumphantly and is greeted by his wife Clytemnestra with a grand reception. In fact, knowing that her husband sacrificed their daughter to win the battle, she has laid out a scheme to punish him. Clytemnestra paves a crimson path for Agamemnon. This gesture frightens Agamemnon and fills him with guilt, for only gods are given red carpets to walk on. However, finally giving in to his own vanity, the arrogant Greek commander steps on the tinted fabric and enters the palace, where his wife then murders him. While Agamemnon knew he was a mere mortal who didn't deserve the luxury of a red carpet, modern heads of state and celebrities have no such trepidation. Nowadays, red carpets are synonymous with ceremonial and formal occasions. Aristocrats and government officials have made a habit of allowing honored guests to be greeted with a crimson carpet underfoot. U.S. presidents even have a red staircase that they descend when exiting Air Force One. These days, treating someone like a VIP is commonly referred to as giving them the red carpet treatment. Any event which draws big-name stars, the Oscars for instance, is sure to have a stunning red carpet outside. Reporters and photographers jam on the sidelines to interview the celebrities that saunter out from their limousines. Sometimes the red carpet walk even steals the thunder of the long, tedious occasion. Many of these famous people may have walked the red carpet dozens of times without knowing its bloody origins in drama. Time passes and traditions can take on new meanings. These days, walking atop a ruddy rug is a symbol of success and fame, far from Agamemnon's blood-red path to death.
So let's talk about the history behind the red carpet. Where did it come from? Well, as we mentioned in the article, it comes from an ancient Greek myth called Agamemnon. I just want to mention here to those of you who think this is kind of hard to pronounce, hey, it's hard for foreigners to say too, Agamemnon. Mm. And when you have an M and an N like that, it's tough to say. The name of the wife is also kind of difficult, Clytemnestra. It's hard for us, too, so it'll take a little practicing. Well, it's from an ancient Greek myth. It's from a drama, a story. And the title character, Agamemnon, returns from war triumphantly. If you're triumphant, it means you've had some sort of victory or success, and triumphantly is the adverb form. I could say, the fans cheered triumphantly when the Miami Heat were taking their celebration parade after they won the NBA Finals.
They've won it 2 years in a row. Will they win it again this year? We just don't know. But again, this is the title character in this drama. I guess it's an old Greek play.
Uh-huh.
And he just went to Troy or someplace like that and fought in this battle. And he won, so he's returning triumphantly. And his wife, Clytemnestra, greets him with a grand reception. Oh, honey, you're back. You did such a great job. You're such a hero. I'm so proud of you. Here, we're going to have this grand reception for you. Reception can mean a couple of things. Reception here just is referring to some kind of party, some kind of celebration to welcome you home or to welcome you back from someplace. Reception can also be how people react when you come. Like, ooh, when I arrived at the meeting, I got a very cold reception.
Mm-hmm.
I must have done something wrong. But here was a grand reception. They had a big party, a big celebration for him.
You'll often see reception come after wedding reception. After a couple gets married, they'll have a wedding reception, a party.
After the ceremony.
Uh-huh, but this is just the kind of welcome that someone's given. So the adjective that precedes reception is very important. It could be a cold reception, a warm reception, lots of love, or a grand reception. It sounds like they're giving the kind of welcome a king would deserve. Well, in fact, knowing that her husband sacrificed their daughter to win the battle, she has laid out a scheme to punish him. Yeah, I would too if I found out my husband sacrificed my daughter to win some sort of battle. If you sacrifice something, you give up something that you want to keep, especially in order to get something else. A lot of mothers, I could say, sacrificed a career for their children. They would love to have a career and do things, but instead they give up that, which is something they want, in order to get something else, and that's to help their children have good lives. They spend a lot of time sacrificing for their kids. Well, he sacrificed his own daughter to try to win a battle.
I guess he won the battle, too. And so she's really angry about that. She wants revenge. So she laid out a scheme to punish him. If you lay something out, that means you make the preparations and you make the plans and you actually prepare to carry it out. And here a scheme is just some kind of idea to accomplish something. It's a very complicated plan or arrangement with some kind of objective in mind.
Scheme is sometimes used in a negative way. It's often a dishonest plan to get her do something. Here, you know, she plans something to punish her husband who has been responsible for their daughter's death. She gives him a crimson path. Well, crimson is a word you won't see all the time, but it simply means a really dark red color. Sometimes people will describe it as being deep purplish red, but it's just a dark color. Crimson often reminds me of the color of blood.
Yeah, isn't the team from Alabama called the Crimson or something like that?
So, the Crimson Tide.
The Crimson Tide, right. So search for that on Google, and you'll see what the color crimson looks like. Or just simply put in the word crimson, and you get the idea.
Uh-huh.
Like a blood red color, as you
said.
And so she paves this path for him. She lays it out. She makes this arrangement. And this is a nice gesture, but it frightens him and fills him with guilt. If you're guilt, that means you regret something that you did or maybe you're about to do. Like one time I like animals, I like cats and dogs and stuff, but one time I accidentally ran over a cat on a country road.
Uh-oh.
I had guilt about that. I didn't want to do that. It wasn't really my fault, but still I felt guilt. Or you could also say I felt guilty, but here he's filled with guilt. He knows he's not supposed to do this. He's ashamed of himself.
Well, I can see why. Well, a gesture is something someone does to show a particular attitude or feeling. Well, he was a little frightened by it because back then, in their according to their customs and their history, only gods were supposed to walk on red carpets. He's just a mortal. He's someone just like us. He's a man. However, he finally gives in to his own vanity. Your vanity is a quality of having too much pride in your own appearance, your own abilities, your achievements. Someone who has a lot of vanity is called vain. So that's the adjective form. Vanity is the noun. So if you give in to something, it means you stop trying to fight against or resist something you really want. Or maybe you have someone who is wanting you to do something, like your boss. He wants you to work more hours, but you don't want to. No, I don't want to work overtime. But you finally give in and say, okay, I'll do it.
Or you have a salesman come over and try to sell you a washing machine or a vacuum cleaner or something, and they just won't give up. And you finally think, okay, I'll just buy the stupid thing. And the wife might say, you should not give in to him. That's very shameful. You should not do that.
Yeah.
But here he gave in to his own vanity. He thought, well, maybe because I won that battle, I should be treated like a god. And so he had this high feeling about himself, a proud feeling about
himself. High opinion of himself.
So it was arrogant. Yeah. If you're arrogant, that means you're very conceited. You're very proud of yourself. But you're not really sure why. Ignorant is kind of similar there. Ignorant means you should know something, but you don't. But arrogant means you really think you're better than other people. And he was a commander, somebody who ordered troops around in battle. So he stepped on the tinted fabric and entered the palace. And then his wife said, I tricked you, you low-life scum, you. Now I'm going to kill you, although here it doesn't say exactly what she did to him. But in any case, he died.
Yeah, she murders him. Tinted means something has a small amount of color added to it. For example, tinted windows would be those dark windows you see in cars. Fabric is just cloth. So she got him back. She murders him for being responsible for their daughter's death. We're going to talk more about Agamemnon and what this means to the history behind the red carpet. But first, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi, 大家好,我是Eric. 欢迎收听English Digest. 今天的课程将介绍红地毯的由来。为什么现在我们会用红地毯来欢迎贵宾呢? 就让我们来看一下课文,同时分析一下课后字答题要领吧。一开始,我们看一下课文第一段第一句。 In the ancient Greek drama, Agamemnon, the title character, returns from war triumphantly and is greeted by his wife, Clytemnestra, with a grand reception. 这句话表示,在古希腊剧《阿格曼农》中,和剧名同名的主角从战争凯旋归来,而他的妻子以盛大的欢迎会来迎接他。那接着就是第一个空格和逗号。那我们先看一下空格后的句子。 Knowing that her husband sacrificed their daughter to win the battle, she has laid out a scheme to punish him. 这句话表示呢,她知道丈夫为求胜利而牺牲了两人的女儿,所以她已经设下阴谋要处罚她。那课文前一句才提到,主角的妻子盛大欢迎她凯旋归来,那下一句话就说,那其实是要惩罚她。那语义上明显有转折。 所以我们答案会选A, in fact, 事实上,那来带出这个令人意外的事实。接下来我们看第二题, This gesture, blank 2, Agamemnon, and fills him with guilt, for only gods are given red carpet to walk on. This gesture 指的是第一句, 也就是主角妻子帮他铺了一条深红走道这个举动。 那这个举动让他怎么样呢? 并且让他充满罪恶感呢? 逗点后的for是连接词, 表示因为的意思。 那原来因为只有众神才配走在红地毯上, 那所以答案我们要选C, frightens, 那表示此举吓坏了他, 并且让他有罪恶感, 因为只有众神才配走在红地毯上。 要注意, D, hesitate, 是错误的。 那hesitate的用法是 somebody hesitate to do something 或者是 somebody hesitate over 或者 about something 那主词是人 那hesitate后面要接 不定词 或是 over about 加某件事 那我们不能说 something hesitate somebody 那所以D是错误答案。 接下来我们看第三题。 However, finally giving in to his own vanity, The arrogant Greek commander steps on the tinted fabric and enters the palace. Blank 3. His wife then murders him.
那中文是说，不过最后这位傲慢的希腊指挥官还是屈服于自己的虚荣心，那踏上了这染色的布料，走进了皇宫。第三个空格，然后他的妻子谋杀了他。第三个空格这里连接了前后两个子句，那而且后面的子句已经有完整的主词、动词及受词，那所以答案我们应该选关系副词 where， 那用 where 引导关系子句，就相当于 in which， 表示 in the palace 的意思，那说明是在皇宫中他的妻子谋杀了他。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue talking about the origin of the term to roll out the red carpet. We talked about this Greek drama, Agamemnon. He sacrificed his daughter to win a battle. His wife was angry about that, so she laid out this red carpet, which is usually reserved for the gods, but he was arrogant and full of himself, so he walked on that red carpet, and then she got him and murdered him and got revenge. So that's the story here. And Agamemnon knew he was a mere mortal who didn't deserve the luxury of a red carpet. So while this is true, that means we're going to tell you something that's true, and then we're going to extend another truth about this. So, yeah, Agamemnon knew he was just a mortal, but modern heads of state and celebrities have no such trepidation. They don't care. They're going to walk on that red carpet anyway. Now, in this sentence, we've got a number of terms we should talk about. A mortal is somebody like you and me, people who are meant to die someday. The gods are immortal. They're not going to die. And yes, mortals don't deserve the luxury of a red carpet. To deserve something means you should have that. If you work hard, then you deserve to get paid more.
Maybe you've earned it. People think, yeah, they've earned that. You should give it to them. Well, mere mortals, people who were just mortal like us, they didn't deserve the luxury of a red carpet. A luxury is something that's expensive. It's not really necessary. But modern heads of state and celebrities have no such trepidation. Modern means in today's time. A head of state is either a president or a prime minister. A leader of a country is a head of state. And a celebrity is just someone who is famous. Trepidation, we don't often see that word. It just means a feeling of fear that makes you hesitate because you think perhaps something bad or unpleasant is going to happen. So you kind of hesitate. Trepidation. So they don't feel bad about walking on red carpets at all nowadays.
No, they don't care. They're not going to have their spouse waiting for them at the end of the carpet ready to stab them and kill them. Hey, celebrities like that, and heads of state, leaders, presidents, and prime ministers. Hey, I get a walk on the red carpet? As well, I should.
I should. I'm important.
I am. And nowadays, red carpets are synonymous with ceremonial and formal occasions. To be synonymous with means that they are associated with this thing. They are related. So when you see a red carpet, what you think about is some kind of ceremonial occasion, some kind of ceremony like a wedding or some kind of reception or a big banquet for somebody, and a formal occasion, which could be like some kind of meeting of leaders. The leaders of the Asian countries get together in Singapore and have a meeting or something like that. So that would be an example of a formal occasion.
Now, aristocrats and government officials have made a habit of allowing honored guests to be greeted with a crimson carpet underfoot. We don't have any aristocrats in the U.S., You have to be in a country where they have different social classes. An aristocrat is the very highest social class in some countries, like England. There are people who have special titles like queen, king, duke, duchess, prince, princess. They typically own land, and they traditionally have had money and power for many generations that have been handed down through their families. So aristocrats, these very high-class people, and also government officials, they just think, well, if I have a guest coming, I'm going to greet them with a crimson carpet underfoot. Underfoot means something that people walk on. You could have a lot of kids underfoot, you know, if there are a lot of kids crawling around. Or maybe you have lots of animals in your house, and they're always underfoot, or you might step on them.
Or if you go watch the fireworks at Taipei 101, be careful, because you might get trampled underfoot, and you don't want that to happen, because there's so many people. And we have U.S. presidents here. They're not really aristocrats, and they're not aristocracy, but they have a red staircase that they descend when exiting Air Force One. That's the big 747 that the presidents fly in when going all over the world. And, yeah, they have red carpet there, red staircase, I guess, as a way of welcoming themselves to places that they go to. And these days, treating someone like a VIP, very important person, is commonly referred to as giving them the red carpet treatment. Hey, why don't you come over to my house this weekend? I'll give you the red carpet treatment. I'll treat you like an honored guest.
We actually say that quite often, you know, it's kind of a joke. But you mean that you really are excited to have someone come over to your house when you give them the red carpet treatment? Or maybe your boss has said, hey, we have an important client coming to the office tomorrow. Let's give them the red carpet treatment, which is a very special treatment. Well, any event which draws big name stars, the Oscars, for instance, draws very famous actors, actresses, directors like Li'an, it's sure to have a stunning red carpet outside. That's kind of the best part of the Oscars for me, is when the actors, actresses, the celebrities first arrive and they talk to the journalists and reporters and they stand for pictures. Now, if something's stunning, it's very beautiful or really pleasing, but stunning can also mean surprising or shocking. Here it just means beautiful.
Right, so the Oscars will have a red carpet outside, and I'm pretty sure that the local equivalent of the Oscars, the Jinmajang, the Golden Horse Award,
Golden Horse,
will have a red carpet as the famous directors and actors and actresses make their arrival, usually at the Sun Yat-sen Memorial Hall, where the Golden Horse Awards take place. And, well, we're back to the red carpet in Hollywood here, and we've got reporters and photographers. They jam on the sidelines. Here, jam is being used as a verb. You could say crowd on the sidelines. They just all try to fit into a small space to jam on the MRT sometimes when it's really crowded in the morning during rush hour.
Yeah, that's no fun. Well, they're jamming on the sidelines because they want to interview the celebrities that saunter out from their limousines. Saunter just means to walk in a really slow, relaxed kind of way, to stroll. A limousine is that very large black car that you see driven by a professional driver called a chauffeur. Sometimes high school students, for their last dance, their homecoming dance, they'll rent limousines. Limos is short, limousine, limo. That's kind of fun. Now, sometimes the red carpet walk even steals the thunder of the long, tedious occasion. If you steal someone's thunder or steal the thunder of something, it means you prevent something or somebody from having the success or attention they planned on because you're doing or saying something the person was planning to do or say. So the Oscars are supposed to be really about the awards that are given out. But sometimes the best part is just watching the red carpet walk of all the celebrities. That's my favorite part. If something's tedious, it's really boring and very slow or too long.
Yeah, like a Hamlet called Polonius a tedious old fool in the play Hamlet, for example.
By Shakespeare, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, dull, tiresome, it's too long. The Oscars do sometimes drag on hour after hour. So, yeah, it helps out. It makes it exciting, although that does happen at the very beginning. And many of these famous people may have walked the red carpet dozens of times without knowing its bloody origins in drama. Hey, there, you famous actor. Do you know why you're walking on a red carpet?
No, a lot of those actors are dumb. I'm sure they don't know.
Well, they know a lot about acting, but probably not much else.
No history? No.
Probably not that. They probably don't care either.
Yeah.
But time passes and traditions can take on new meanings. Here we have the verb phrase to take on. That means to assume or to adapt something. They have new meanings here. This happens in Chinese, too, like old idiomatic phrases, those four-character phrases, meant something before, but nowadays it means something else, so it takes on a new meaning.
Yeah. Well, these days, walking atop or on top of, it's the same thing, atop or on top of, a ruddy rug is a symbol of success and fame far from Agamemnon's blood-red path to death. Now, ruddy is another word that means red, but it's kind of a dark, healthy red. We often see ruddy describing someone's complexion, their skin. He has a ruddy complexion.
Yeah, I often hear this term used to describe people from, you know, England and Ireland and places
like
that.
Or maybe sailors who are out on the sea a lot. They have ruddy complexions.
Because they're working hard and stuff like that.
Sure.
So, yes, this is a ruddy red rug, and it's a symbol of success and fame, which is quite different, far from Agamemnon's blood red path to the end of life, which, of course, is death. Okay, well, that's not the death of our article. It is close to the end here, but we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher one more time.
下面我们看到第四题。While Agamemnon knew he was a mere mortal who didn't deserve the blank floor of a red carpet, modern heads of state and celebrities have no such trepidation. 那意思是说，虽然阿格曼农知道自己只是凡人，不配享有红地毯这个东西，但是现代国家元首及名流却没有这个恐惧不安的心情。那前面有提到，走红地毯是众神才配的礼遇，所以答案要选 D, luxury, 表示主角知道自己只是凡人，不配享有红地毯这等奢华。接着我们看到第五题， US presidents even have a red staircase,that they descend when exiting Air Force One. 中文是指美国总统甚至在走出总统专机空军一号时还有红色的阶梯供其下飞机之用。那句中的 when 是连接词，原本用来连接前后两个完整子句，所以空格五原本应该是 they exit, 但是选项中没有，所以我们就可以推测这里应该是分词构句的用法，也就是主要子句和副词子句主词一样时，可以省略副词子句的主词，并且把主动的动作改成现在分词 ving, 所以空格五原本应为 they exit, 然后省略 they, 并把 exit 改成 exiting, 所以答案应该选 B, exiting。接下来我们看到最后一段的第六句， Many of these famous people blank six, the red carpet,dozens of times, without knowing its bloody origins in drama. 中文意思就是说，这些名人之中有许多人怎么样红地毯数十次，但却不知道他在戏剧之中的血腥缘由。本题考的是助动词加 have 加过去分词的用法，那是表示推测过去，所以答案选 B, may have walked.表示许多名人可能走过数十次红地毯而不自知其由来。那要注意 D should have walked 不正确， should 加 have 加 PP 表示你那时候应该做，但其实没有做，这样说并不符合语义，所以并不正确。最后 Time passes and traditions can blank seven new meanings, 中文是指随着时光流逝，传统也会怎么样新的意义。答案应该选 C, take on, 那是表示具有的意思，表示随着时间过去，传统也能开始具有新的意义。
Thanks for joining us, everyone. We hope you had a good time learning about the history behind the red carpet. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.